how do you feel like you did this year on the job being the head coach of the Lions?
Not good enough. We didn't get in. I mean, we underachieved, so not good. I would give myself a freaking F.
This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
Chris Mack in for Nick Costos here on You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports. Dan Campbell, a harsh grader without a curve. You don't get into the playoffs, you get a freaking F from his season wrap-up press conference yesterday. Dan Campbell is one of those guys that could afford to have a less than great year, and nobody in Detroit is going to say, get him out of here, he's no good. There are coaches who, despite their lengthy track records, hear that every week, if not every offseason. I'm looking at you, Tomlin and Harbaugh, even though one of you has survived to this weekend. And so I think it's important that even if you are one of those 18 teams who has no more football to look forward to this January, that you take a step back and you try to build some perspective around what happened to you and your team. In Detroit, that's not hard to do because for years it was a barren wasteland and you found your way to not just competitiveness, but contention on an annual basis. So a hiccup this year, you'll survive, even though it stings now. You look at other places. I know in Baltimore, they're going to say, what have you done for me lately, Harbaugh? And look, the guy hasn't been to a Super Bowl in over a decade. And I understand the standard is higher in places like Baltimore and Pittsburgh. But I wonder if you necessarily want to run out and go hire a head coach in this cycle. Because this NFL offseason cycle, if you're looking for a head coach, or a quarterback for that matter, which we can get to in a second. But if you're looking for a head coach, this cycle is... It came up in the back of my throat. That's how bad it is. It's not good. There are no Ben Johnsons or Mike McDonalds out there. There just aren't. And with Jonathan Gannon out in Arizona, Stefanski out in Cleveland, Raheem Morris getting canned in Atlanta Sunday night. You already had openings with the Giants and the Titans. Is there enough coaching talent around out there that isn't a retread that is going to all of a sudden spin things around 180 degrees? I'll tell you a name that I would bring up. And I saw somebody in our chat brought up Lincoln Riley. I wouldn't bring up Lincoln Riley. I tell you a name that I would bring up, even though the place that he works for now has a bottomless pit of money with which to pay him from and keep him around. And even though he's apparently recommitted to that place, even though I guess some people would call their season this year a disappointment, based through no fault of their own and only based on the CFP committee's decision, Marcus Freeman. There's a guy that if you're looking to impact real long-term positive change, that's a guy you take a swing on. You know, it's no surprise when you hear that in some places, maybe like Pittsburgh, that's a name that's been kicked around in lieu of your longtime head coach maybe deciding to walk away. You go out and you get somebody who instantly has the dynamic ability to lead a group and is young enough that if he puts it together, you're locked in with him long term. That's not to say that it's a guarantee it would happen, but I get more excited about the name Marcus Freeman than I do, Kubiak, LaFleur. I just told you how great the Rams offense is. I shouldn't knock a LaFleur. Mike, Matt's brother, who's the OC for the Rams. I shouldn't. And I probably shouldn't knock a Kubiak either. Clint, who's Seattle's OC. He's gotten a lot out of Sam Darnold this year. But look at the other retread names that are popping up. Stefanski's going to interview in Nashville. Matt Nagy's already going to interview in Nashville. Okay, so the Titans are going to go down the retread path. That should work out. Brian Flores is being talked about as a possible DC candidate in Dallas. It's going to be hard to look ahead for Shoddy when he's peeking over his shoulder all the time. But I would imagine Flores should get a call or two about head coaching positions. Who else are we talking about in this cycle? Mike McCarthy? Look, if I want to sit down on a bar stool somewhere in Pittsburgh with my guy Mike McCarthy, and we'll both start dropping into our Inzer accents where we overpronounce all our vowels and smoosh all the other letters together, and we got an ice cold Iron City sitting on a bar, I'll talk ball with Mike McCarthy all day. But is that the guy? If you're in Arizona, and furthermore, let's just be honest, if you're Mike McCarthy, do you want to go out there? Weather's great. What else is going for the organization out there? That's the other part of this that I haven't even brought up to this point, which is, yes, there are not a lot of great names that aren't retreads that are going to get looks in this head coaching cycle. But there's also not a lot of great opportunities. I mean, I just saw a note a couple minutes ago. It's being reported that Matt Ryan, who obviously is on the studio show for CBS right now, is going to go talk to the Falcons about a director of football job. So I guess that's above the GM, GM adjacent. I don't know. But Atlanta is probably the one spot out of all of the openings that exist right now where I'd feel like there's at least some level of positive infrastructure, right? If I'm a head coach candidate, I'm not interested in going to Vegas. Are you kidding me? And be the next one and done out there? No, I'm good. Now, maybe there's a level of attraction because Brady's more involved now. Maybe, but not especially. So I'm not running to Vegas. I'm not super excited about Arizona. Now, again, I understand. If we're talking about up-and-coming assistants who haven't had a head coaching job before, it's not like they're going to look down their nose at any head coaching interview opportunity. But if you're an established guy, like I mentioned McCarthy before, Flores, I would imagine, as much as he probably wants to get back into head coaching rather than being a coordinator, is Brian Flores necessarily hyped to go out to Vegas or Arizona just so he can get back to being a head coach? Or do you sit back, play your part, maybe entertain the Cowboys for a DC job, or stay put in Minnesota and wait for a real opportunity to open up, a quality opportunity, a place where you can have some success and stick? I mean, is anybody running to take the Giants job? Yeah, here you go. Here's a disaster. Granted, with a young up-and-coming quarterback who a lot of people think could be good, Scataboo will be healthy again next year. But other than that, here's a job in the number one media market in the world. Have fun. Every time you lose, you're going to be on the back page of the Post. I mean, if you turn it around, you'll be a hero in the greatest city in the world. But if not, you're getting fired every week. And who wants to go to Nashville? Nashville, great city to party. Great city to go with friends and hang out and have fun. And actually the city itself and lots of people I've talked to who live there now, love it. But I mean, as far as coaching at the NFL level, you want to go work for Amy Adams Strunk? Nah, I'm good. I mean, we don't talk enough about ownership in Tennessee being maybe some of the worst in the league. Cleveland, obviously, a disaster. Feels like John Mara's kind of taking his hands off the wheel with the Giants, and they're just, they're one of those driverless cars, and the navigation system has crapped out. It's just wandering back and forth, barely staying between the yellow lines. There are some bad organizations out there. The Raiders. I know Brady's in charge now, so maybe that'll turn around. But if you're an established head coach who's waiting for a quality opportunity, that's the one part that we haven't brought up to this point yet. Are you necessarily excited to go to some of these places? And then as far as the quarterback situation goes, if you need one, who are you bringing in? You trading for Tua? Good luck with that. Trading for Kyler Murray? Okay. I mean, just tell me that 10-7 is the goal at best. And maybe I'll live with one of those two options. But not if you really want to build something. If you really want to put the blocks together to put together a championship house. I'm doing it with those guys. Come on. Let's be real. Malik Willis? Nope. I'm good, thanks. Probably a career backup. Maybe holds the fort down for a starter for a few weeks at a time, as we saw in Green Bay this year. Has moments. Kenny Pickett? Can I interest you in a slightly used Kenny Pickett? No, thank you. Been there, done that. And look at what's available in the draft. We assume Trinidad Chambliss is going to get his waiver of eligibility and head back to Ole Miss for the 2026 season. It's really Fernando Mendoza and Dante Moore, and then what? Carson Beck? I love Carson Beck, but not as an NFL starter. This is going to be a bad, bad offseason cycle for head coaching hires, finding any sort of novelty in that realm, and finding a quarterback if you don't have one already. The only, and I'll couch all of that by saying this, the only quarterback who might be available, who could rapidly turn your prospects around, especially if you're a team that's been borderline, like 6-win-ish, and could very quickly turn things into 10 or 11 wins, a division title, and maybe a postseason run. The only quarterback who could do that for you right now, who might be available, Joe Burrow. But you're going to give up 4 first-round picks for that? I would, but are the Bengals dumb enough to do it? The point is this. There have been off seasons in the past where there were quarterbacks available, whether it in the draft or free agency. There were head coaches available that could instantly turn things around, change the culture, take a franchise from, oh my God, you're a disaster, to, oh my God, you figured some things out. Again, Ben Johnson in Chicago, a great example. Mike McDonald in Seattle. Great example. But those aren't out there this year. They aren't. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but that's just, unfortunately, the truth of the matter. Coming up next on You Better You Bet, Chris Mack in for Nick Kostos here on Westwood One Sports. We laughed. We cried. We learned some things. We'll get to the best of it with the 3 stars of the day and get ready to wrap up today's edition of You Better You Bet next, right here on Westwood One Sports.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.